Everyone's like, my dad's in the mob. I'm like, no, you're not. Every Italian
Yeah.
swears to God their uncle's in the mob. It's like, dude, he took like one bet in his life.
My dad's a bookie, and he somebody bet somebody. He's gonna be pissed I said that. Whatever. My dad's a bookie, and somebody bet like a lot of money, and then just didn't pay him. Kind of
Really?
called his fucking bluff, and my dad was like, "I guess I'm out."
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna
it's
go?
like, what am I gonna go break this guy's legs? He's like, "I'm
Exactly.
fucking 50, Shane."
Yeah. Not
I mean,
going to
we can't
jail.
go fucking attack a guy. And he's like, so that was it.
It's a bogus move for sure.
I think I shouldn't have just ratted on my dad, dude. I just Henry Hill'd my dad.
We can bleep it. We just say like my.
Nah, whatever. Fuck it.
I mean, I don't think anyone gives a fuck
yeah,
about
no
it.
One's going to care.
It's almost
I just
like,
don't want somebody to get a good idea and be like, oh, yeah, I can just bet Shane's dad's a bookie. I can just place a bet with
that'd
that
be a
idiot.
Sick sponsor, dude.
Not pay him. What, my dad the bookie? We're sponsored by
get him some action, dude.
Dick Hoods from Canada and my dad the bookie. Also fracking. Still fracking. They've been funding us
We should
nicely.
Get him action.
We should get it. Yeah, these. I don't think he's taking action anymore.
Really?
I haven't seen
you
him
take some action,
He used
dude.
To be on the fucking phone nonstop.
Why don't
and just
you
be
become
like,
a bookie? You'd be great at it. You watch
being
sports.
A bookie?
Yeah. You're
no,
big.
I
you
would
watch
suck
sports.
At it. I would suck at it.
Why?
I can't be a bookie.
Why? It does suck. I tried it, and like it
Well, first
sucks.
Off, I'm poor right now.
So what?
I'd have to bank on that
Don't
first
pay.
Guy losing.
Yeah. I know.
Whoever he took, I'd be like, come on, LSU.
It would just be you
I got
versus,
the Bulls and the
I would
under.
Just, I would just call in and be like, I got $5 on the Eagles, dude. Just be like, all right, you'd have your little pad.
Oh, I'd be what would your handle be? What would your nickname be?
Fucking safe dick, dude. Cover dick. Manhood.
We got a nickel on the birds tonight. Safe dick has a nickel.
I forgot. I just watched Hardball, and I remember they had like nicknames.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Number
yeah.
66.
Yeah, you got to get your handle.
What's your name? He's like the Cucawamba Warriors. He's like Cucawamba. What is this guy?
Oh God, Cuckoo. What was it?
Like the cucumbers.
Cucumbers. Yeah, bitch. We the cucumbers. Yeah, I remember that.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, being a bookie is pretty lit.
Yeah, it is.
My dad was a bookie, and he would be on the phone. He would like, because the phone, it was a fucking landline, so yeah. He would be taking phone calls all the time and just be like, what do you want? What do you want? Nickel? You wanted that on it? Like, all right. Hang up. Be like, what was that? He'd be like, nothing, Shane. Come on. Be like, you're taking bets. He's like, oh, yeah, Shane. Well, it's $10. We're friends.
It's one of those things where it's like, unless you're pulling in hundreds of thousands
no,
of dollars,
it was nothing.
Nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Like
it was no
they
money.
Popped those guys in Ridley and they got caught. They had like a gambling den. They were all bookies and stuff. And they were just like laughing as they got arrested. Like, all right, dude, take our gambling place.
Yeah,
I have
yeah, yeah.
Nine fucking accounts overseas with $1 million in them.
These, yeah, my dad was betting like, I think he was actually telling the truth that it was just him and his friends.
Yeah, it's probably, you know.
From a couple guys from the Knights of Columbus.
A little something, dude. That's a gentleman's agreement.
But, dude, I knew exactly what he was doing every time.
That's crazy you can't do that.
What, take bets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Bullshit.
Why can't I?
Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude.
It's just to protect retards.
Why? What do you mean?
Because people get in debt and then get killed.
Yeah, but they're
so
like.
So they had to make it illegal.
Yeah, I guess.
There's enough retards out there that keep betting and then they end up.
Why don't they just
hurt.
Do it to where like you just got to pay? I mean, booking with Venmo must be sick. It's like, all right, we'll put up $25, and if you lose, I'll pay you back.
I'm not
Shane.
Saying nothing here.
Shane, get a credit card.
I got a couple friends.
Get a credit
I already
card.
Got a friend that's a bookie. I can't also be
give
a bookie.
Him action, and then
can't
just go around
action.
And enforce it, dude. We should start enforcing.
I'll send you.
Just be like, yo, what am I gonna do?
You get them.
I'll get them. Yeah. You've I don't know.
Lifting?
I don't feel comfortable beating people up for sports.
No, I'm not
bets.
Gonna. Beat somebody up for not paying me for like the Ravens over.
I know.
Yeah.
That was my problem with bookie. And someone will lose, and I'm like, I don't want to take money off this guy. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. If somebody didn't pay me, I'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't pay.
Yeah. It's not a
In
thing.
In my mind, I'd be like, I wouldn't pay. I don't, the IRS is after me.
People
dude.
Get beat with that all the time, dude. Everyone, pretty much everyone I know has gotten beat for just like five, an imaginary 5 G's at one point.
Really?
Yeah. I know
you
two
know
guys.
People that
I know,
have gotten beat up.
No, beat, like, lost their money.
Oh,
no, I don't
yeah,
know one
yeah,
who's got
yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of people who've said, bookies, fuck you, and they're still walking fine. They're not limping or anything.
Yeah, these bookies aren't going to, I mean, I have no idea. I wouldn't bet with somebody that's, like, serious.
We start betting, dude, and it's beating bookies.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. You gotta get sick handles, dude. Whoa, Matt
My
and Shane's
handle.
Secret podcast.
Yeah. Matt McCusker and Shane Gillis' secret podcast. This is our secret bookie. Yeah, dude, we should get into betting. Who do you think is going to win the World Series this year?
Diamondbacks.
That's a good bet.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Oh, shit.
Who's going to win the NBA Finals this year? You can't say.
Oh, the fucking Cavs, bro.
You think the Cavs?
Yeah.
They're on a hot streak right now.
Yeah, the other guy, Nance Jr. I see 5 minutes of highlights in the gym, and I'm like, man, the Cavs are doing the best right now. Everything I see, I'm like, what? I'm fucking Copland, dude.
Do you wear that? So you've been wearing this outfit out.
Mm-hmm.
Have cops been giving you the old fucking
No, nod? But when a cop's pull up next to me, I really try to get him to see it, to see, like, what's up, boys? But no, I haven't gotten anything. I jog in it, too. Jog past some cops.
You probably look like...
I look like a cop,
You look like Jason Bourne. You look like next...
I can see that.
I see that. My dad got fucked up this weekend, and he was watching Jason Bourne. We walked in on him. He was drinking fucking... He was hammered watching Jason Bourne at the middle of the night.
That's so
funny. Like, what's going on? And he's like, Jason Bourne, I'm telling you. This guy's tough, Shane. He's a bitch. He's tough. My dad says bitch. Like,
yeah.
If you're tough, he's like, oh, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
He's a bitch.
He was admiring Jason Bourne at midnight.
Just drunk watching Jason Bourne.
He doesn't remember anything.
I think I said this the one time. I walked in and he was hammered watching
Max.
Max the dog.
Yeah. Love that movie.
He's like, this dog's a bitch. Same fucking thing. I started watching with him. I was like, Dad, this movie is for dumb people. This is a very dumb movie. Yeah, that was about the Puerto Rican who was like, you got to steal me Call of Duty.
Yeah, no, you have to pirate Call of Duty. Dude, it was Mexicans that hide in the woods.
A Navy SEAL dies, and his service dog comes back to live with his little brother. So Max, the service dog, lives with this little brother who's bullied by Mexicans that live in the woods.
They ride dirt bikes.
They ride dirt bikes in the
with
woods.
With their helmets on, though.
Well,
they wear safety equipment, so that's important.
And then their mission for this kid is like, you better go steal us Call of Duty.
They've pirated it. Well, he's actually he's in business. The son is a bit of he's wayward, dude. He's definitely selling pirated copies of Call of Duty to cartel, to like Mexican, to Zetas, basically. Because they're trying to get pirated videos.
They should have beheaded Max. That would have been sick. That movie ended with the dog getting
beheaded.
The
best is how all the cool kids are in the woods riding mountain bikes. And like the coolest thing you can do is ride real fast through the woods and like skid before a cliff and be like, your turn, chicken.
That is
They're supposed to be like the bad kids. The best is when the dad is this like Mexican girl is helping him with like the dog, and she knows a lot about dogs. Like my grandmother used to raise dogs, and he's like, the dad's like, what, pit bulls? And, like, he's just
that's pretty funny.
So fucking funny, but he's dead serious. He's like, no, actually, not pit bulls. The movie's great, dude.
The movie is terrible.
Your dad probably saw that scene. He probably clicked in on that scene and was like, ha!
Great movie. He was drunk and he was like, I love service dogs. I love the troops. Dude, my dad loves the troops. And it's like, you were not a troop.
He loves them, dude.
That's what happened. You get old enough, you just start to love the troops.
I could see that.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Now that you're out of even having to serve, you can be like, I would have.
Well, once you have some shit at stake, you need people shooting people for, you start loving the troops. I don't really have. I'm a pauper. So like, I don't love the troops that much, but once if I had like some assets, dude, I'd be like, you fucking go blow up that airbase,
yeah,
dude.
We need
fucking,
you to destroy the side.
Yeah, protect my fucking investment property.
I have a house in Mechanicsburg that I need to go destroy.
Go
North
fucking
Korea,
get them, dude.
My dad fell. He fell out of the car. I didn't get to see it, unfortunately.
Really?
No, I've never seen him drunkenly fall, which would be phenomenal.
This was like, I think, a regular stumble that could have happened, but it was like you throw like 8 Budweisers on that, and it's just the fucking. Yeah. The kickstand comes off pretty quick.
We had this vacation video of us and this other family, and we were all watching it recently, and it was from like mid-90s.
Yeah.
And my godfather actually got so fucked up at the beach that he fell, and it's on camera, and we were watching over and over again like holding his beer up, but like falling forward and like trying to hold his beer, and he just face plants in the sand.
God.
And we were watching it over and over again, laughing. And he was like, "Turn that shit off." He was like, "Turn it off, dude. It's so disrespectful.
Shut it off." That's so fucking
for an old
funny.
Man to drunkenly fall is like.
It's like when they get DUI, when they quietly get DUIs,
they'll
dude.
They fucking sneak a Dewey on there.
Yeah, a lot of older guys Geezers quietly
sneak
them
DUIs.
My friend was actually laughing. It was him, his dad, and his brother, and like they were like, it was like Memorial Day, and they're in front of their whole family. And his dad had just gotten a DUI. His dad had gotten a DUI, and then his brother got a DUI within like 3 months of each other.
Oh my God.
And I think his dad was trying to keep it on the hush from the family. And then like my friend got all drunk at a family party and grabbed his dad and his brother. Like, we're the three amigos, dude. We all got DUIs. And his dad was like, shut the fuck up, dude. That dude is an absolute champion in church. When like first Friday or no.
Who's the absolute champion?
My boy. He would like fuck with his dad like that. We were in church and he like, you know, you do sign a peace. It's like, peace be with you. He was like, you want to see me French tickle my dad? I was like, dude, you fucking won't. He goes, watch this. He shook his dad's hand. His dad clenched his fist and hit him. He's like, what the fuck was that? Dude, it was so fucking funny. I mean, if you French tickle your dad in church, you have balls, dude.
I used to fuck with my dad.
I didn't, dude. I sat there and looked at him. French tickle your dad in church, dude?
I would, you know, it squeezes it. Like, sometimes we would have to hold hands during the Our Father. I'd fucking fuck with him the whole time. And be like, he would squeeze as hard as he could. slap in the back of the head was nearly constant. He would flick hard as fuck.
What, from in church? Just
flick you in the fucking head.
Dude.
On the that noggin, hurts like a dude. Motherfucker. Hard flick. Oh. Kills.
Yeah, we would like, my mom and dad would sit somewhere, and then like, you try to sit as far away from them as you could, and like me and like
whoever,
Tom.
Whatever sibling got fucked had to sit next to it. Like, you would all try to sit as far away from your dad.
I start fucking around, and then like,
you gotta switch seats.
Me and Billy and Tom started doing this thing where we're sitting there in mass, and if we go anymore, it's like Easter with my mom, and it's just like, it's just so packed, you gotta sit in the back, and you like gotta just kind of fake, like pretend to go to church in the back while everyone's sitting there. And then we're doing this thing, like when a hot girl would walk by, I would just like that, and like tap Tom, and like he'd see what I was talking about, and be like, nice, and like we keep doing it. And then at one point, we're doing it for like just really funny shit. It's like 8-year-old boy walked by and it's like a suit and tie. And all I feel is Billy's arm hit me, Tom's arm hit me, and I'm hitting Tom.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was so funny.
He's a hot kid, a hot Catholic boy coming.
Yeah, we're just like, I mean, that's
when Catholic boys are at their hottest.
Yeah, they peak at 8.
Dolled up, walking through the aisle. You're sitting in a pew.
Bring down that basket. That's like, they're like the little boys bringing down the baskets like the fucking Vegas card holders, dude.
In a boxing match? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ring girls.
The ring girls, yeah. That's basically the Catholic churches.
Yeah, and they walk by you and blow a kiss at the camera. The fucking hot kids. Dude, you don't think I've had this fantasy? It's like Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That fantasy, when you get out of the pool, I do that with altar boys.
Luckily, though, dude, the wisdom I have, it's, I mean, everyone should go a practice marriage, dude.
Yeah, get a good trial run.
Get a good trial run, dude.
Get a good divorce under your belt.
Your first girlfriend, pop the question. Let it all fall apart. Actually, no, go for a girl. Just be like, she's fucking hot, dude. I'm going to marry her. Fucking ride that one out, dude.
I fucks with that. That's my game plan.
That's been my move forever,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Been like, well,
yeah,
she makes me want to come.
Exactly.
We could probably join our lives together.
You know how hard it is to find a cool lady? Yeah, just find a hot one.
Exactly. Deal with the fallout. Now, I will say, what's been helping my relationship skills, it's definitely not, this is a thought I had today, it's not really depressing, but it's like, it's not the fact that I've really grown as a person, I just think like my hormonal profile is cooling down, so it's like easier for me to be chill. So I'm like, I was thinking about it today. I'm like, I'm the same old fucking G, dude.
You're the same old dog.
I just need to come less, and I'm not as drastic, dude. Like, there's been no personal growth.
Yeah.
My body just changed.
That's sick.
That's what they say. With time, men become women.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it's true.
You become a lady? Naughty boys transform into baby ladies?
With time, dude, yeah.
Eventually, we all die a baby lady?
Yeah, dude, we go back. We start out as a boy, and we end as a girl. Start out as a sperm cell, end as a fucking
baby lady.
Old cranky old baby man, dude. It's like,
my dad's gone into baby man territory.
They all, dude, old men get old. They get
He's
old.
So angry. It's just drama.
Yeah.
When you become a baby man, it's full fucking like,
dude.
Who's got this stuff in the laundry? Who's clogging up the fucking dryer right now? It's like, well, it's not that big a deal. Just switch it.
I mean, I try to just get in the head of my like eventual 60-year-old brain. It's just like, there are other like weird tunnels I go down mentally when I'm like super stoned in my bed and I can't fall asleep, and I start thinking about like how I'm just gonna be this mindset but at 60. The confusion just ever ends, dude. It's like a total mirrored hallway. I'm like, oh my god, dude, what the fuck.
No, you're gonna find something you fully believe in. You'll get one of these theories is gonna kick in hard enough that you're like, that's life.
True.
And then you'll just die with that.
See, and this is my thing. What happens is you think that, and then you hit 60, and you're like, oh,
that theory was wrong.
I haven't found it yet. why are these fucking clothes in my way? Yeah, I think about that.
Fuck.
It's when that hope dies, I'm wondering. I'm like, I wonder what people do after that. But
you just die.
True. But that's not me. I'm not a pessimist.
I think the final revelation is that there is no theory.
Yeah.
Eventually you get old enough to just be like, this plan I've been looking for my whole life just doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Time's up.
Yep.
Fuck.
Figured it out.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah, that's. I think that is the move. You just reach fucking baby man Nirvana, dude.
Baby man Nirvana is just
I'm just
going to
destroy my liver at Sea Isle City till I die. When I went down there, my uncles were like, instantly got hammered, like, the first night, got, like, real drunk. I'm, like, talking to my one uncle, and it slowly was like, oh, what have you been up to? And after, like, the fucking 12th Bud Light, it was just like, I mean, you die, and that's it. And I was like, Jesus, man, fucking relax.
Yeah. Phil, my dad's full baby man when it comes to that, too. He's just like, just fucking kill me. It's like, hell yeah, dude.
That's the other thing, too. If you're taking hormones, it fucks with your head.
Yeah, you
like,
avoid.
You're 9 times more likely to kill yourself. Not, it might be, like, 4. But if you start taking hormones, they always say that, though. They're like, yeah. Oh, trans people need to kill themselves. Which, yeah, people are definitely fucking dogging. People are dogging trans people, for sure. But there's that, like you know, even people take, like, SSRIs, and there was that study where, like, teenagers were killing themselves and shit from taking, like, depression pills.
Oh, wow.
If you fuck if you fuck with your testosterone hard enough, your chances of killing yourself, like, quadruple.
Yeah, it's sick that we all have odds, personally.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what are the odds I kill myself?
Well, the odds.
And then it's like you take some pills and it's like that just doubled. It's like, well, what was the original one? Can you find 50-50. Out? Can you scientifically tell me the original one? Because I'd love to know where I'm at.
So there's like fat. I think age is a big one. The biggest age range is 40.
To kill yourself?
Yeah, it's like, or it's like 37 to like 49.
Yeah, 31. It's like I still could pull this thing out. Mm-hmm. I could still make something happen. Yep. But once you start to hit 40 and 50, it's just like. Shit.
Yep.
Didn't pan out.
Or it's
fuck
like,
it.
Or like you have like, I mean, dude, there's like the levels of having kids too of like, you're, you know, say you're 30, you have a kid, like that's going to, and then you slowly, your life's falling apart and you watch this like kid that you created's life fall apart.
Yeah.
That can start getting dark.
Watch a shitty
like,
kid.
Yeah. You're like, fuck, man, I fucked this up. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
This person I made hates me and like I fucking suck and I did shit. Like, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like the shit people contend with. It's like, then, you know, you've always had it in the back of your head and you're just like,
eh,
you start to think of other things you could do. You're like, nope, did it all. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
So there's, and then the next group is like, I think, is it 20? Yeah. I think it's like 20s and then high schoolers. No. Is it geezers? Geezers are high up there too.
Oh, if I'm a geezer, I can definitely see that reasonably.
Geezies are high up there.
Dude, if you're just chilling in a nursing home.
I think it's, 40-year-old geezies, and then it's...
geezies love hitting that fucking eject button.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, in other countries, too, like, they, I think in, like, Zimbabwe. Is it Zimbabwe? In the Mozambique or whatever. When people get old enough, they're, like...
Sudan is what you... The at the beginning is the it's not Sudan. The Mozambique.
Oh, the Mozambique. the Mozambique. Dude, they'll, they have, like, a thing where, like, older people will just... suicide by just running and jumping off a cliff.
That's fucking awesome.
I know, dude.
That's
awesome. I heard this and I was like,
dude,
fuck.
Grandma Pat, if you're listening, run off a fucking cliff, would you? We're fucking sick of you.
Dude, imagine just be like, fuck it, man. There's not enough clean water and you're just like, bye, guys. And you fucking run and sprint and just hurl off a cliff. It's like, fucking Christ, dude.
Wow. That's a good way to go.
It must be insane.
If you have the courage to do that, that's a fucking sick way to die.
It's like the honorable thing to do. If, like, you're starving, you're like, dude, you're fucking 60.
I'm taking up too much food, guys.
Like, I don't eat any. And you don't tell anyone, you just break off from the
60?
Party.
You're 60? You're 60? 60?
Mozambique? You're a geezer, dude.
Like my dad's age. No. And be like, you know what, I'm out, guys. It's like, wait, you can help?
You just add a barbecue and you're up near like a fucking ledge and you just go, imagine if your dad just broke off and was like, what? Jumped off the third floor. You're like a fucking, you're at the Outer Banks. Your dad just fucking falls off the third floor.
He's like, we're almost out of pizza rolls. I'm drained on our rations.
The light goes down. Yeah. Someone sticks their hand in the cooler, pulls it out without a beer, and your dad's like, fuck it.
That's actually probably how he dies. For real.
But yeah, we're talking about like senior suicide, dude.
Senior suicide is awesome.
Senior suicide is
fucked.
That's
awesome.
Well, it's like then they don't get investigated. Because the family is just like,
yeah, fuck it.
They're old and they're like, do we really want to look into wrongful fucking?
Yeah, it's like even let's not drag someone else out. Hopefully, someone murdered him.
Well, you can choose to be like, you know, don't do like a toxic, you know, don't take a tox screen. You can choose not to do an autopsy, Unless I think the police expect,
unless you're the murderer,
foul play.
Yeah, unless it's the family that killed her. And they're like,
well, dude,
we don't believe in autopsies.
I was in one of those things, and I was in like a seminar, and they were like, well, can anyone think of why like they wouldn't do an autopsy on seniors? And I was like, well, you know, everyone's offering good points, and I was like, yeah, maybe like, you know, I think if you commit suicide, it messes up your life insurance. And people were like, well, okay, he wasn't really thinking that. And it's like, yeah I mean, it fucking could play into it, you know. If you have like an old rich fucking dad and you're waiting for life insurance and the old geezer kills himself, you'd be like,
definitely don't check that out. That was natural causes.
Trust me, I was pretty sure he was going to
die. He was happy. He was just
laying
laughing.
Next to a spilled pill bottle. It's like, I don't know.
No, someone dropped that. The geezer suicide sick.
Geezer suicide would be a sick name of a band.
It was a killer band, dude.
Geezer suicide. And all you just try to bring awareness to fucking geezer suicide.
Geezer suicide needs awareness. Also, I think geezer STDs are at a pretty crazy rate. They fuck.
Oh, they fuck hard, dude.
But I get it. Like,
they're basically punk.
They're fucking punk. They're emo as fuck, dude. They make love and kill themselves, dude. They're the ultimate emos.
Dude, Spud told me about the most fucked up story of a guy who basically committed geezer suicide. He was a poor man. This guy's, dude, his whole fucking life, dude. He was born, he did the, this guy, I think he was orphaned at a young age, and then he never learned how to read.
Sick.
He developed a heroin addiction.
That's fucking
addiction.
Sick, dude.
So
imagine,
sick, dude.
Imagine going through life not being able to read.
Dude, it's all...
Dude, you'd just be looking at signs.
It must be exciting.
You must look at signs and just be like, I have no fucking clue where
like
I'm going.
Like a stop sign, you just see it, and you're like, it's just a symbol, and you're like,
I understand that.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, yo, the thing's red, dude. Fucking stop. It's like, someone's like, yep, STOP, and you're like, whatever, yeah. Sure. You know, people,
yeah,
they
sure.
Count the stop.
Which one's the S? The curvy one? Yeah, I
people
remember
people count
that.
The stop. I remember they taught us that in driver's ed. They're like, STOP, then go. You count it. But this guy's like, dude, he was just like, from the gate, fucked. And so, you know, he was illiterate. He used to carry a letter in his pocket, like in case because he was literate. So he had to carry his will on him at all times. He had someone write.
Oh,
like,
that's a bad sign.
I don't have any friends or family. Here's my death wishes. Like, he carried a thing on. He had to leave every day with a piece of paper that, like, to honor his wishes if he died. And he developed like a heroin problem. This guy was on the
all right. Well, good. I'm glad he did some heroin.
For sure. This guy
for
shot
real,
up. For
fuck
sure.
It.
Dude. So he was, and he would, you know, he was hang. He would paint, shoot heroin, hang out with hookers, you know, all the shit. And then something, he found love. And his, he found
oh,
love.
Oh, no.
He found love.
That gets sad,
he
dude.
He found love, and his wife got hit by a bus and died and, like, exploded, dude. Like, so fucked up. I shouldn't have laughed. Oh, I shouldn't have laughed.
What is this, Job? What is this? What is this guy's life,
I think,
dude?
I'm getting this right. He found love, and just his wife got just fucking smushed, dude, by a fucking bus.
Oh, my God.
So
he's like, I'm going clean. I'm in love. I finally have someone in my life that, like,
boom, dude.
Fuck.
She dies. And then he's like, fuck it. He got so depressed. He was like, he hired a hooker to shoot him up with a lethal amount of heroin. These were his friends. This is who, you know, he could be like, hey, you know, I'm going to pay you. Shoot me. So he got shot with a lethal dose. And then as it started to hit him, he realized, like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And he started, like, running out of his apartment and then fell down the steps and died. And it's, like, laid in the stairway
oh
for days.
God.
And someone discovered him, and that was how he died.
What?
Yeah, dude. That was the story. This was this guy's life.
Damn.
Dude, that's a rare fucked up case. But for the majority of people, they come out here and it's just, like, fucking hell entire time.
Yeah.
They find love, dude. And they're fucking, they get hit by a bus,
by a
and they're
bus
like,
and I
fuck it, dude.
Get this hooker to inject me.
And they're just found one day in like a shitty, remember your stairway in Conshohocken? The carpeted wall, shitty red stairway.
Just some loser laying there. It's like, well, we got to call, call
like,
someone.
Broke his neck after dying.
Yeah, he's laying there like the
him.
Chick that saw the ring. Yeah. Just with his mouth open. Just like, it's like, well, we got to clean this shit up. Someone come, we got to call someone to scoop this shit up.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Wow, what a fucking
fucked up story.
Wow, what a fucked up story.
Spud tells it better because he knows more of the details, but it's like, dude, it is fucked. That's the long and skinny, and I'm pretty sure his significant other got hit by a bus and died.
Hit by a bus is amazing. Fucking, you fall in love with something.
Buses generally
hit.
Aren't going that fast either,
I know.
So it's like, it's tough to get, it's tough to catch it at the right time.
Oh, he's probably like, you know what? I'm finally in love. I think I can leave the will at home tonight.
Yeah, oh,
puts
sure.
it on the table. Oh, she walks out, gets smushed. He just walks back in, picks it up. He's like, my bad. I don't know why I got cocky.
So if someone wrote his will and just like trashed him in and he couldn't read it, he picked it up and you're like, Oh, this guy was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was, maybe he was the funniest. I bet he was hilarious.
Oh, because there are people there's people who have DNRs, so do not resuscitate orders. So you can like walk around, you can have, you can be like a registered, you know, there's liver, you know, it's like, organ donors.
Yeah, I have
you can that. Be a, you can be a registered DNR.
Someone's gonna get a real
you can be a registered
shitty
like,
heart.
Let me die.
Yeah,
you can register on a database and be like, if you find me, let me go.
Yeah, fuck
it's
it.
Just like instant pull the plug. Don't try to resuscitate me. Don't fucking don't give me any organs. Just let me fucking die.
Oof.
Yeah,
that'd be a tough one to see on your license.
It's a DNR.
Someone mean, you care about.
It doesn't come up on it. Like,
do not let me die. That's my
yeah,
wish.
Yeah, it comes so, up. What? Pretty fucked.
Damn, bro. That's like
that's a fucked up tale.
That's, I watched a video of this baby giraffe just get born. It's working on walking. It's starting to figure out how to walk. And then a lion just walked up and killed it. And it's just like, what the fuck? That thing's life was like 20 minutes of just what is this place? And something just ripped it apart.
It's
pretty
terrifying.
Funny.
It's terrifying, dude.
That thing had a better life than that guy, though. By a million.
Oh, for sure, dude.
That thing had a better life than most people. For it was happy for 99%.
Yeah.
It was just walking around like, holy shit, this place is great.
It was like, look at my funny long legs.
Look at this. Look at my funny looking parent. My mom's funny looking, those long legs.
Oh my
hey,
God.
What's that?
And a lion.
And a lion. Just,
it must be delicious, too. Baby giraffe.
Tender giraffe. That's probably good. Giraffe's probably good.
That's the fucking Chick-fil-A of the Sahara, dude.
That is, dude.